This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Couple of news notes here. Hunter Biden's former business partner has now confirmed the emails about how the former vice president, that'd be Joe Biden, pushed to make millions from China. You know what I had to say? They're talking about in their text messages, hey, don't mention Joe unless you're face-to-face. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to do that. This is a treasure trove of things confirming the Biden family is aggressively leveraging the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were controlled by communist China. And the story is coming out a week and a half before Election Day. So Joe Biden can ignore it all he wants, but it needs to see the light of day. And I believe this information has been known for some time by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And they've been sitting on it. Just like Rudy Giuliani told us. I don't know why they've been sitting on it, but they've been sitting on it. And that is flat out wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Another piece of news. Amy Coney Barrett has been approved by the Supreme Court to become Justice Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. She needs now only the full vote of the Senate. Of course, there are enough votes with Republicans to do that. One bit of trickery today. The Democrats didn't show up in the committee hearing meeting.
They America's didn't, biggest temper tantrum.
They didn't show up. That's a good description of it, Todd. They
did not.
Got a problem with the
hang out the hallway there.
They got a little problem with the Constitution, you see.
And, you know, Republican, that's an old document. Gee whiz, cars weren't even around yet. You can't use the Constitution.
Republican president, Republican Senate. You know, you can nominate a justice to fill an empty seat. Shouldn't be an empty seat on the Supreme Court.
What's next? You going to tell me the Ten Commandments ought to be followed yet, too, or...
So there's that. And by the way, Lindsey Graham, God bless him, he just said, look, if you're going to try and game the rules, which the rules are that you're supposed to have two members of the minority for a vote in the committee. And he said, well, you know that. You're boycotting this, so I'm going to, as chair, waive those rules. Good for him. Don't let them play their games. Don't let them play their games at all. Bunch of hooey. So that's good news. Speaking of Hunter Biden and that mess, here's a question for you folks. What should Donald Trump do tonight? It's the final debate of election 2020. I have a message for all the pundits out there, all the experts, none of whom are president. Shush! Don't want to hear another pundit, expert, you know, brainiac, genius, political, Svengali, none of that. Don't want to hear from him. I want to hear from you, our fine listeners, on what's on your mind, on what Donald Trump should do tonight, what he should do between now and the election. You think he should do anything different? When you tune into the debate tonight, what do you want? What does he do that puts him heads and tails above?
I want to have him have poster boards and a Sharpie so when his mic gets cut off, he can just scribble it on a poster board and hold it up.
There's a meme going around with that saying, oh, fine.
I saw that.
Mute our mics and the sign is, where's Hunter? He's holding up, where's Hunter? Here's the telephone numbers, friends. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Locally, it's 701-258-0550. Text me. We're going to announce the winner today of that beautiful print. Thank you, Kevin. That beautiful print with the eagle and the flag and the whole deal before the end of the program here. I have all of them in a hat. We'll draw one out. Lucky winner. So let us know about that. You can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. We're going to talk about this till the bottom of the hour, then we'll switch gears and talk about Measure 2. Former North Dakota State Senator Lonnie Lafine and Carmen Hansen will be here to talk about Measure 2. We are efforting some Measure 2 opposition. I get asked about that measure more than any other, and it's interesting because if it wasn't that, you'd be asking me about Measure 3. What was the one that helped the vets that I signed the vets for? Oh, they lied. They didn't tell you five of the six things that it does. They're bounced out. They're done. They're gone. The court said, see you later. So now Measure 2 is essentially to say, you know, this is no way to run a railroad. You let people come in from out of state, spend a ton of money, lie about something, and then change our Constitution? Ooh, bad idea. Bad idea. So, we're going to have a process for that now, where you actually have to have your language approved in your ballot member. You have to be, you can't cheat people. Better process when you're talking about the Constitution involving the legislature. So that's Measure 2. That's a yes. If you want that to happen. And I think I'm there. I think there's better ways to do this that might not have as much of a role for the legislature because you're sort of, you know, it's a little dicey there, but we need something. I don't want anything back there. If we find something better, then fine, change it down the road. But Ed Schaefer is opposing it. I think he sees it as too much of a intrusion by the legislature in the initiated measure process. I'm putting words into his mouth, but I believe that's the opposition argument.
Well, you said you were looking for something opposed. There you go.
Well, yes, and that's what I meant. I actually have a call in to Ed to see if he can join us and talk about it. North Dakota's First Lady, Catherine Helgus Burgum, is going to be here on the program. We'll talk about Recovery Reinvented. They have a big event coming up, which does a lot of good. Want to continue that conversation, want to end the stigma. Also want to be on the lookout for people because of the China virus. Thank you, China. Thank you, China. Anyway, it's here now. We've got to deal with it. And the business impacts, the mental health impacts, there's a lot of elements here. So we have, and anybody in recovery to then have this piled on, it's very tough. So we're going to talk with Catherine Helgus Burgum, the First Lady, about that. And Jason Lewis will check in. Candidate for Senate in Minnesota. Some new poll numbers are out. Wow! Have you seen those? The KSDP poll? It is smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, Tina Smith tanked and Jason Lewis came up, so it's a nice little race there. That's a big, 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 big seat. It's a pickup. So important to keep that Senate. Donald Trump is president for four more years. The last thing you'd want is Chuck Schumer as majority leader. Because it would just be idiocy. New York idiocy from day one. A texter says, hey, Scott, I'm a daily listener to What's on Your Mind. Recently heard you took a poll from listeners on what they'd like to hear more of, and one of them was to have more officials on your show. So I reached out to my neighbor, Patrick Hart, and told him what was going on and that he should reach out to you guys. He's running for the Democratic position of the state auditor. Got a call from him yesterday. Probably because of this texter. There you go. Happy to. We have some great suggestions. We have to go through those too when we have the time.
Love how that works.
Yeah, I think it would be so cool and genuine to have folks like this on What's on Your Mind. Thank you for all you do, and I really appreciate your show. So you know, on candidates, we don't exclude anybody. We can't take everybody, but we're not actively going, oh, I don't want that person on. I don't want that person on. Honestly, it comes down to people that contact us and are persistent and say, I want to get on. That is honestly the folks that get on. Or if, like in the case of Minnesota, Jason Lewis, we're hearing constantly from our listeners in Minnesota that they want to hear from Jason Lewis for understandable reasons. So that's part of it, too. But anyway, I appreciate that texter very much. I did have one other thing I was going to share before we go to break. Oh, yeah. Barack Obama was campaigning for Joe Biden yesterday at a, I mean, this rally was jam-packed with, I don't know, it might have been 8, 9, 10 cars. I can't tell. But former president of the United States in the parking lot of Lincoln Field. But he said this. Listen to the big honks here.
They believe that no one, especially the president, is above the law.
Then you hear that one guy in the back? Yeah.
Yeah. You bet.
Good job.
Well,
there.
Those things Obama. Don't get very highly attended, so you're not going to get a big response. Did you see Trump's crowd in Carolina last night?
Exactly. Bro. This is Barack Obama. It's not Sleepy Joe. Then he goes on to say that that whole George Floyd thing and all the rioting and looting.
I understand that okay. protest,
yeah.
On behalf of social justice isn't un-American. That's the most American thing there is. That's how this country was founded.
I see.
Protesting injustice.
Uh-huh.
They believe.
So go ahead and burn buildings and loot, rob, pillage. That's a social justice.
He probably denounced that in the next sentence, right?
Guys, that's social justice,
yeah,
don't you know?
Yeah.
Hmm. This is today's Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen, and those are the folks that will have their hooks in Joe Biden should he be elected. Be still my heart. Not going to happen. All right, your take next, 258-0550. Give us a ring.
Being a caregiver for an aging loved one takes its toll over time. Coordinating appointments, financial responsibility, and wondering what will come next is stressful. Northland Pace Senior Care Services has helped many aging adults live at home as long as safely possible by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more, your loved one will be fully cared for when they're with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Located throughout North Dakota online at northlandpace.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Jeff is back from Collins & Kronk. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kronk different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kronk, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kronk at 701-235-0119.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial. Or call 877-878-4203.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Dac Diesel, CJ and his team. We checked in the other day to say, hey, how's things going there? What are you doing? And
I got to get up to Hazen, got to work on a car, a tractor, I believe it was there, or a truck there. They had, you know, rigs in the shop in Bismarck, and they'd go anywhere. The bottom line is, if you have anything diesel, it's not running. You got to get on the phone. You got to get to DakDiesel.com. You got to talk to CG and the team. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Dak Diesel Bismarck, top repair and maintenance shop specializing in just diesel vehicles. Even in some additives and some add-on attachments they can do to help your mileage. So Dak Diesel's worth you doing a little investigation, checking them out. DakDiesel.com. All right, 21 past the hour on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Let's start with some texts here. Let's see. Couldn't wear my Trump cap when I went to vote last night at the Fargo Dome. Got schooled at the dome somewhat. Clarify this for voters, Scott. Is free speech dead? Now, I know that if Joe Biden wanted to pepper the walls of where they vote with Biden-Harris signs, that would be an issue.
Right.
But wearing a hat in, or like a T-shirt, that's ridiculous.
That is completely ridiculous.
But I'll do some checking on that.
Because that'll change so many votes.
I don't know who would be in charge of that. Can you give Mike Monpleasure a call, Kevin, and see if he can tell us what the rules are there? County Auditor, Cass County, just so you know. Democrats could care less about Hunter Biden, just as Republicans could care less about Ivanka Trump making money on her brand in China while working in the White House.
One's making money and the other's, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I first of all, I don't know about Ivanka
That's
Trump.
That's not even apples and oranges. That's like apples and maggots or something. Did I just say
but
that
I
loud?
Think if your comparison was Ivanka Trump was getting money for pops on the side, cutting deals, it's a different thing altogether. And in the case of what happened in Ukraine, he's actually influencing the prosecutor. So, no, not good. I would encourage you to read the, I have the article up on my Facebook page right now. And see what you think there. I'd like to see President Trump openly and aggressively challenge the Presidential Debate Commission and call out their complicity with the swamp-driven media and also choose his own topics when it's his turn to talk. Dare them to mute his mic at every opportunity. Challenge Biden and the moderator at every opportunity. So I wonder, could you do something like this where, okay, Mr. President, what's your position on global warming? It's a hoax. But let's talk about Hunter Biden. Have you seen the story with the emails? And have you seen the laptop information? Have you, I don't know if you could do that. Mike Monpleasure is here. Mike is the Cass County Auditor. Mike, we had a question from somebody that voted at the Fargo Dome, said they were, schooled at the dome because they couldn't wear a Trump cap. So, said, clarify this for voters, please. What is the rule with what you wear to the polling place?
Okay, the rule isn't any different than it always has been, is that you can't wear any political stuff within 100 feet of the entrance to the room of the poll site. So a Trump cap, of course, wouldn't be allowed. A Democratic T-shirt wouldn't be allowed. It's just, and most people are very accepting of that. They always have been, and they understand that. It's a state law.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you that the governance on that would be state. It's a state law.
Correct.
Yeah. But it does go for clothing. Hats, clothing.
Yes, it.
Anything like that.
Yes, it does.
Got it.
And normally what they do is they ask the person to take the hat off until they get back out of the polling place. And most people are readily accepting of that. It's okay, I can't do it, neither can the other party. And, you know, if they have a T-shirt, they ask them to go to the restroom and turn it inside out. We've never really had a problem with it. It's worked very well.
Got it. All right. Now you know, folks, don't wear that MAGA hat. I just leave it in the car. Mike, thanks for the update.
You bet.
Any other questions that you're getting your phone ringing a lot about these days, or are things going pretty smoothly so far?
They're going pretty smooth. You know, the one issue is IDs. We had a couple that wanted to vote with a Minnesota driver's license, and North Dakota law is you have to have a North Dakota issued driver's license or non-driver's ID, a tribal ID, or a long-term care certificate, and those are the forms of IDs that are accepted. You know, that's just the way the rules are, so.
All right, so if you got any questions on ID, check those rules before you go. Somebody also just texted, what about a hat that says Make America Great?
Well, I think everybody knows that's a Trump hat, so I guess I, if it were me, I wouldn't wear it.
All right.
If I were, you know.
Got your answer.
Just be North Dakota nice.
Be North Dakota nice at the poll place. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the time.
Oh, the other question is masks. We do encourage, we offer masks, but we're not requiring them on voters.
Got it. So it's sort of like at some places where, you know,
right.
Wear your mask, and if you need one, we got one.
Right.
All right. Anything else?
All our workers are wearing masks. All our workers are wearing masks. They have face shields available. They have sneeze guards in front of their stations. We're trying to make it safe for both the voters and the workers.
Got it. All right. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it very much. The auditor of Cass County, Mike Monpleasure. You ask, golly, we're going to get you the answer, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The Dems not showing up. This is another texter. The Dems not showing up to vote on ACB for the Supreme Court should tell every American that it doesn't matter what they say when they're running for office, because party politics will always take precedence over individuality. It says a lot. This texter says, President Trump tonight, no digs at Hunter. Just look at Joe and say, do you have anything else to say, big guy? Get it? Big guy?
Oh, yeah.
He was referred to as
the big guy.
The big guy in the text messages back and forth on who needs to get the dinero. Do you have anything else to say, big guy? Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I am... having to maneuver around lots of texts unrelated to the show today. Can you imagine that? Somebody wants us to get the Burley County Commissioners running for office on to talk. Is that a hot race, Todd? More coming up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tonight will probably be the last time we see the two presidential candidates together in one room. The debate on the campus of Belmont University in Nashville. Don Jr., the president's son, on Fox News, points out some irregularities imposed by the debate commission.
You see what's going on over the last few weeks when it comes to the moderator of the second debate being a Joe Biden intern, sending DMs but actually doing it on Twitter to never-Trumpers to try to get some a way to hit Trump, lying about it, saying that they were hacked, and then ultimately getting caught. This moderator apparently is, a big Obama administration person. I mean, you literally can't make up the nonsense. When you look at the bias that we face on a daily basis, it's literally hard to believe.
The 90-minute debate will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be moderated by Kristen Welker of NBC News. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Yes, what's the question?
Yes. All right, friends. Let me tell you what's for lunch today. Snowy day out there. Kind of a yuck day. Treat yourself to some home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Enough already with the, the same old stuff. Head on in to the Valley City location of PetroServe USA. They're on exit 292 off I-94 today, and find pulled pork and French dip sandwich. Let's head up to Harwood, I-29 exit. Harwood meatloaf dinner. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, country fried steak. And Todd's personal favorite, taco skillet, 12th Avenue North. Right.
Yum.
There. Buy any size soda, 79 cents today. And don't forget, you get two sides in a bun with the home cooking at PetroServe USA. And they have everything for food. The 4 for $4 deal, the cookies, the caramel rolls, the grab-and-go burgers, the good stuff. PetroServe USA. All right, 27 before the top of the hour. Looks like here along I-29 Fargo, as I look out the window, that the snow is increasing. It's a little more dense, coming down a little heavier, but the wind has let up a little. So it has that wintry kind of It's a Wonderful Life kind of, scene to it there right now. Is that causing you to chuckle?
Merry Christmas, you're building alone!
I'm not quite ready for It's a Wonderful Life yet.
No? Okay. All right. Sorry.
Still got a few hunting films or whatever to watch.
Charlie Brown's Halloween or what? Charlie Brown's, what am I trying
to say? Did you hear? Yeah, The Great Pumpkin. Did you hear about that too? They're not doing it on any cable systems or broadcast TV because
due to COVID?
Apple TV owns it.
Due to COVID.
Yeah.
They don't want them to get COVID.
Yeah. First time in 60 plus years.
Yeah, Apple TV if you're going to watch it or steal one of the YouTube pirate clips of it or something.
Yep.
That's a ripoff.
Yep.
No kidding.
Unbelievable.
But everybody. All everybody thinks is that TV's not willing to air it. You know, nobody's getting to that point of realizing how it works. And why doesn't Apple TV just let it go? Come on.
Yeah, that's do some good. It's a Great Pumpkin.
Let them have one air of it, you know?
Tonight, the final debate. I can't even hardly believe that we are literally at the final debate of election 2020. That there's a week and a half to election day. Can you guys, it just seems like, it just sort of went from,
Here it is.
60-0 in no time. I mean, I just don't even believe it. Text question going now, and we'll ask you more on the air as well as we go throughout the program. What should President Trump do tonight? What do you want him to do at the debate? What do you want him to do in the final week and a half? Forget the pundits. We want your take on this, okay? All right. Let's talk about Measure 2. This is a topic that gets raised a lot, probably more than any other, I have to tell you, where I've had questions this year. Tell me about Measure 2. What do I need to know about Measure 2? I don't get this Measure 2, dear. So Measure 1 and Measure 2 are the ones I get asked a lot about. Measure 1 is adding double the members to the Board of Higher Ed. A governance issue there, so bigger is never better. So I'm a no vote on that one. Measure 2 has been an interesting ride because it, in part, addresses a lot of the headaches we had from Measure 3, where somebody was on a street corner somewhere saying, hey, if you do this, we're going to take care of veterans. We're going to make sure they can vote. Overseas. Oh, that's a good idea. And you find there's five or six other things, and it changes the Constitution, so that's a bad idea. So Measure 2 is designed to prevent that from happening, out of state interest having that kind of influence. And to talk about it today, former North Dakota State Senator Lonnie Lofeen and Karma Hansen is with us as well, longtime active Grand Forks Republican. Karma, welcome. How are you? Nice to have you back.
Good morning to you and all your listeners. Thank you for having me.
And Mr. Lofeen, nice to have you back, sir. How are you, Lonnie?
I'm good. Nice to be here. Thanks, Scott.
All right, so here, you just answer the question. I'll have each of you answer this question that I hear over and over again. What's Measure 2 all about? What's Measure 2 about? How should I vote on Measure 2? What do you tell them when they say that?
Well, I'll start. Go ahead, Carmen.
Yeah, so thank you, Lonnie. I guess what I say to people is this. Our Constitution is a document that is designed to reflect the values of the people of North Dakota. And it is a document that, much like the U.S. Constitution, it's not something that we just change on a whim or change easily. It should be somewhat of a long-standing document. Now, it's not to say you can't ever change it, but if you are going to change it, I think that there needs to be transparency about what's going on, and there needs to be the ability for the people of our state to have a hearing and hear what it is that we're looking to change and what the ramifications of those changes are. And when you simply have, oftentimes it's an out-of-state interest group who comes in with, you know, a war chest of $1 million, and they hire people to get signatures on, you know, to get it on the ballot. And then you go out and vote a few months later on it, while there are ad campaigns that happen. There is no hearing where you get to hear all sides of it, or if you vote this way, this is what happens, or if you vote this way, this is what happens. And so there's a lot of changes that could take place without people really understanding the full effect of what that should be. And so in my mind, Measure 2 provides us the protection of being able to, it doesn't take the power away from the people, it just says that this isn't going to be changed. Our Constitution isn't going to be changed with the flashy ad campaign. It's going to be changed through a political process where there are hearings and people get to have input and weigh in on both sides and then make a decision.
Okay, Lonnie, your take?
Yeah, I've been letting people know it's much simpler than they think. It doesn't really change anything in the initiated measure process. All it does is add a hearing. So if the people pass an initiated measure, the measure then goes to the legislature, and it gets a hearing. And if the legislature passes it, then it becomes law, just like it would have. If the legislature doesn't pass it, then the people just have to vote on it again. But the legislature cannot stop the initiated measure process. Only the people can change the law, change our Constitution, not the law. Only the people can change the Constitution through initiated measure. The legislature can't stop that even if this passes. All it does is add a hearing. We want to know what's in those. The people of North Dakota should know what they're voting on in these initiated measures.
Yeah, well, I mean, that seems obvious, right? I mean, in this last Measure 3 was a prime example. I mean, what a complete and total disgrace. Using access to the ballot box for veterans, something, you know, I think it was an overseas, would you like overseas veterans to have, more time to vote? Well, duh, you know, right? I mean, whatever. And my understanding is it was in the ballot already, or in the law already, so they weren't even changing anything. So they promote that, and then they don't mention the things that are have nothing to do with veterans voting, overseas veterans, and that's just flat out wrong. I mean, that's a prime example of something that. So, in let's using that one as an example, Lonnie, that ballot language would come to the hearing, and what would happen?
Well, first we have to assume the citizens of North Dakota would have passed it, and assuming they did, it would have come to the North Dakota legislature a month later, and both sides would have a hearing, and both sides, the House and the Senate, would have voted on it, and if there was nothing in there that doesn't make sense, the legislature would vote yes for that as well. And then it would become law right then. And, if there's a measure that is a groundswell from the people of North Dakota voting to change our Constitution, I guarantee you the legislature is not going to stop that. If it makes sense and it's something the people of North Dakota really understand and want, they're going to say yeah, because they're part of the state. We want to represent.
But in the case of Measure 3, it passes by just, giving you part of the story and, as I say, using veterans to get to some other means. It has to pass. It's on the ballot. Correct. It passes. Then it comes to the legislature.
Then it goes to the legislature. If the people kill it at the ballot box, it's dead right there.
Yeah. And then once it comes there, the first go-around, if you say, hey, this is no good, then they have to take it back and they have it voted on again. Would it be the same language?
Same language. The legislature can't change the language. It's the same. It's the same bill, the same language, the same initiated measure. You just get to vote on it a second time, now with full transparency, because everybody in the state who wants to testify on it has been able to come in and give their opinion.
All right. So what you're providing is essentially a little bit of sunshine on it, so it actually gets the ability for people to say, wait a minute, you're saying this, but you're doing that or whatever. But it, beyond a hearing and, some people asking questions, it's just transparency. It's just a hope that more people will pay attention with that process, it sounds like, right?
That's exactly right. So you gave a good example, Scott, this Measure 3 that the Supreme Court threw out. What they went around the state and said, let's give veterans more time to vote. Well, that's a great idea. But had we went to the poll to vote on that, buried inside of that was a piece that would have completely changed the way we vote. It would have changed our state to what they call a ranked voting system, whereby I can't even explain it. I've tried to understand it, but it's something like the third place voters' votes go to the second place voter, and somehow you got to end up with a majority. But it's so complicated, I can't even explain it. That's what we would have actually been voting on, and nobody would have known it.
Karma, bring us home here. We have about a minute left, Karma. So you need to bring it home for us here.
Well, and I think the biggest thing about this is this is only pertaining to measures that would change our Constitution, and this is not just regular measures that are on the ballot. It's only those that affect our Constitution, and if that passes, it's 7 years before the legislature can do anything about it again. And so we don't want these out-of-state interest groups to come in. They plan a campaign. They know that the ability to change our Constitution in North Dakota is a very low threshold. They can come in with $1 million and totally change the way we do our work and our living here in North Dakota. And so if we don't have a hearing on it, I think people are going to have things that crop up that they're not even going to realize were a part of what they were voting on. And so we would highly encourage a yes vote on Measure 2. If the North Dakota legislature has already proposed it, they've passed it overwhelmingly, and we the people should support it as well.
Very good. We are trying to schedule an interview with Ed Schaefer to talk about that. He is opposing it. Some have said it's an overreach. I have to say, hearing the explanation from Lonnie and Karma today, I don't hear overreach, because I hear transparency is what I hear.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we want of the legislature. Lonnie Delphine, Karma Hansen, thank you both. Measure 2, they say vote yes. More after this.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobeck, Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,743 acres in Kidder, 156 in Stutzman, 312 in McLean, 757 in Montreal, 160 in Slope, 199 in Dunn, 960 in Billings, 475 in Grant, 792 in Hettinger, and 240 acres in Morton County. View all of these Piper auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Fill up with Unlimited 88 and help the third annual Pink of the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley Dairy, Grand Forks, and Tesoro Wine Beer. 3 cents per gallon of Unlimited 88 sold in October goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unlimited 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink Unlimited 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the freezer. It's all right, if you live the life you please. Well,
it's good stuff from Kev today. He's on the bumper train. There you go. It is all right. Love that song. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at Tioga. The Chamber of Commerce proud to sponsor programming right here. And Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families. Fun ones of the summer, Freedom Fest. The fall, like Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, the Drone Camp for kids. Main Street is growing. Brand new community center, new library, indoor play area, outdoor skating rink. They support local education in Tioga. Technologies like drones and 3D printers, electronics and coding opportunities, getting kids ready to go, set up for success in the 21st century. Visit Tioga and experience a different point of view. TiogaND.org. All right. Texters saying all kinds of things here. Today is my birthday, number 73, says this texter. I think our president should let Biden talk. He will shoot himself in the foot. All right. More debate strategy for the pres there.
I think that's the plan.
Another texter says, my debate prediction, Trump will be asked about all of the straw men the left uses, climate change, social justice, etc., in such a way as to make him look bad, which will be edited further and smeared across TV and radio and the net to make him look bad. Well, they're always trying that. That's what happened with that 60 Minutes interview, it sounds like. The debate is live, so they can't edit that. They can't play any games. They can't mess around there. I'm here to tell you. Okay? Jeff and Mina, let's get you in quick, and then Jim the Flagpole guy is here, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I want to challenge your listening audience with something. This is related to COVID. In just about every small town, every medium, every large town across the state, there's a nursing home, or more than one. And in those nursing homes, there are a number of patients who have been determined positive for COVID. And what's the first thing that a nursing home does when they have positive residents? They isolate them. They keep them isolated to their room. They don't go outside the room for meals. They don't go outside for exercise. They're treated and kept in their rooms. And I say that the death rate of COVID is steadily increasing, and it's not because of the COVID. It's because of the loneliness of the isolation. So I'm challenging every small town across the state that has a nursing home to challenge their neighboring towns and start a letter and card writing drive. Flood those nursing homes with cards and letters, letting the people know that are in there that they're loved. They're not missed. Or they are missed, rather.
What a great idea. What a great idea, Jeff, and you're so right. We've been talking about that from the beginning, but it becomes sort of persona non grata. It's just happening, and nobody's changing it. North Dakota does have the best visitation flexibility of any state in the country, but the facilities don't always take advantage of that. So the other thing I encourage people to do is to talk to the facility and say, you know, why are you not doing this? And then trying to maybe affect some change there. Appreciate your call, but a great idea. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Got to get him in to talk about patriotism, to talk about flying that flag, to talk about America. How are you, Jim?
Let's talk about great Americans. I want to talk about great Americans, Scott. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. This year is not over, but, Scott, as I look back, I'm comforted by the countless Americans that I've come into contact with. To my customers or even people that recognize Tyranny Assault 1 and they kind of come over to the gas station and shake my hand. I think that's the coolest thing ever. To those that still are waiting a flagpole, it's snowing and my truck's sitting outside and my diggers inside staying warm, and I'm going to put your flagpole in this year, and I don't care if I have to put heat on it. But, you know, every installation has given me hope for America. Every person that I come in contact with that comes in contact with me is a spirit that you just can't quench that. You know, and it's a spirit of family, it's faith, it's country. You know, and as I dealt with my own struggles, these people have built me up, you know, real quickly. I lost a son to suicide, going on 2 years now, and the people is one of the tools that God used for me. And a couple of them I want to think are real important right now is Senator Dick Dever from the 32nd District, Senator Randy Lem from District 20, I believe. You know, both random that I met them, and it was through business primarily, but, you know, we had this time to sit and to think, you know, and talk to them, and they're just two very fine, stable, family-oriented gentlemen that when they discussed today's societal issues, they exhibited humility and sincerity with a tear in their eye, not passion for how we need to demand change. We need to change. We need to... Oh, these two gentlemen are very special, and I pray that you'll give them all, both a couple of look. We need to both pray for all of our senators and our elected leaders. And I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir here, but let's all come together in Jesus' name. That we
celebrate great Americans. I love it. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. If you see that tyranny assault vehicle out there, my golly, it looks like the Evel Knievel operation. You got to get over there and say hello to the one and only Jim the Flagpole Guy. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.